Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yeah. Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
It is all of me!
Man, that was right at the good part.
I know, I'm like, give it. Oh, yeah. Man.
And Wiggins, the non.
Oh, Wiggins America.
Kanye version.
Yeah, the original.
Good, the good version.
All right, this is food news, you guys. So if you're in a bad mood, this will make you in a good mood because food news is fun.
I think that was really self-reflective. I think that we know what makes you be in a good mood.
Yeah. A good box of chicken nuggets and I'm all right.
So have you ever, when you've ordered chicken at a fast food restaurant, have you ever asked about the kind of chicken used in the chicken you're about to order?
No.
Have you?
Like if it's all white meat or if it's, yeah.
I do all the time.
Really?
We were in Belleville at a Wendy's after a track meet, and I was going to get a chicken sandwich. And so, guys, you know what this is like. Your wife is sitting in the passenger seat and is like, ask them.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Ask him what kind of chicken it is. And my husband looks at me like, what? I go, ask him if it's whole white chicken breast. Because it's a chicken sandwich. Nuggets?
Uh-huh.
Forget about it. If you've got like real chicken in your chicken nuggets, you are advertising that. If it's not advertised,
true.
That is chicken feet.
Well, that's also true.
But a chicken sandwich with a big piece of chicken on it, it could be processed. It could be a chicken breast. I want to know because I'm not eating it if it's processed.
I don't know how that story turned out, but I'm going to guess that person had no idea.
I say to my husband, ask him if it's a whole white meat chicken breast. So my husband repeats what I said. She goes, I don't know.
I was going to say, there's exactly. No way they're going to know.
Exactly.
She laughed at us and then like went away. And so we drove away. We went to Freddy's or something.
And you didn't eat there though?
No.
Okay.
No. And it wasn't because of the chicken. It was because she left. She was gone for like 2 minutes. I don't know where she went.
Maybe she went back to the cooler to see if she could see
she
on the box.
She was calling corporate.
No, I don't think that was
no.
It. I think she laughed at us for that question and thought, why would I know that? And then she was done with us. And so we just went across the street.
Went in the back, made a TikTok video.
The second that I have gauged that in any way, shape, or form, whether intended, hopefully not, or not at all, if you have offended the person who's making your food at a fast food restaurant, abort mission.
Yeah, agree.
Go away.
Any restaurant.
Yes, but especially fast food.
Yeah.
Just go elsewhere. Anyway.
Well, it reminds me of a time, and I don't remember what the menu item was, but I was at a bowling alley with a friend of mine.
Vicky knows. Wendy's is a full breast. Thank you, Vicky.
Well, then why, Vicky?
Where were you Saturday?
Yeah, where were you?
When I was at the track meet.
She said, I went back to the cooler to check, and you called me rude.
Roughly 2006,
that
I'm at
you,
a
Vicky?
Bowling alley with a friend of mine. And this is when these questions weren't even big at the time. He goes, "Hey, can you ask that guy if this sandwich is non-GMO at a bowling alley?" Like, come on. And he was dead serious.
We're not even sure if this sandwich is meat.
Yeah.
This is a bowling alley.
You'd be lucky if that's not rubber. All right, I'm changing my first story in light of your story about chicken. Restaurant is now offering a tempting hot wing challenge, but requires a waiver for possible loss of life.
Okay.
A restaurant
is to give you the heads up.
Offering hot wing challenges and makes daring competitors sign a waiver before they even begin in case of injury, basically. If participants can polish off all 15 wings in 10 minutes and then endure a 5-minute burn time wait off, upon completion, they get their meal for free and their name added to the Hall of Fame in the restaurant.
What a scam!
Nope.
What a scam! If you eat 15 wings and you wait 3 minutes in your burn off, you got to pay for that freaking meal?
Yep.
And you don't get your name on the board. Ooh. This is so geared towards men.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But I got to have my name on the board, man. Like, I guess there are women who do this stuff.
I have no idea.
I'd like to see the board. See if there's any Sallys up there. Probably not.
And no Nancys either. Brad, do you know what kind?
They're all Karens.
They just waited it out. They were just determined.
What kind of what?
What kind of sauce is being used at this restaurant?
Oh, man. Is it like a Carolina Reaper? Or
ding, ding, ding. Yeah. You got it. It's
no
Carolina Reaper. And I've never had Carolina Reaper. There's one that's hotter now called Pepper X.
Yeah.
And this will never stop because they just keep crossbreeding these things, and it will just keep going up. But I've never even tried anything close to this.
I went to this place when we were down in St. Augustine. It's called Pepper Palace, and they have all the different hot sauces out there from like mild all the way up to hot. And I was like, I'll just try it. And they got a little spoon, so I put it on there. And when you get up to like some of the hottest stuff, it stops being any flavor, stops being
any heat. It's just hot.
No, it's not even that. It's just bitter.
Oh.
And it's awful. It's not good. It's not flavorful. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's just so bitter.
I can't even try the high-end stuff at Buffalo Wild. I mean, I get to about Asian Zing or Caribbean Jerk.
I get to mild.
That's about it. No. Are you a hot sauce person?
I exited this conversation about 45 seconds.
Well, we're having a good time, but I wanted to bring you back in.
I think that your conversation is more relevant to listeners. It's just not me, so that's why I didn't interrupt.
You're not a hot sauce person?
I like hot sauce.
Do you ever challenge yourself to go a little higher?
No, my man card is secure.
It's full? All right, fine. Then we'll go on to my...
By the way, Karens,
yeah.
I was just talking about asking the Wendy's drive-thru lady if it was white chicken breast. Yeah, right, yeah. And then I left when she wouldn't answer me. I'm one of you.
Yeah, exactly. The next story, the one I was going to lead with, unbelievable. Philadelphia's got a new trend.
Brie.
Well, sort of. It's a late-night hangout that is basically just a cheese vending machine. I don't know why it's popular,
dude,
but it is.
Cheese from a vending machine. That's a risk.
Yeah.
It's an enterprising.
What?
I was going to say entrepreneurizing, which is not a word. Philadelphia Dairy decided to open a cheese vending machine that you can also get some other things at, cream cheese and list? It was like, it was basically charcuterie. You can get charcuterie stuff at this vending machine.
Cheese vending machine.
And it is incredibly popular. My question for you guys is, how far would you go with a vending machine? Like, is this too far?
Yes.
Because I love this stuff.
Cheese is something that, like, you either eat at a fancy restaurant, you know, like that, or you eat in shame at home at midnight.
Wow, I was hoping there's a third option.
Yeah, you could eat string cheese for lunch.
You also put it on a hot dog.
Okay. This is the wave of the future, though. I'm going to predict it right now that within 10 years, we're going to see vending machines for all kinds of restaurants with the price of minimum wage. I mean, California's going to lead the nation. It's just not going to be in wages.
Yeah, I didn't want that chicken breast sandwich from that Wendy's drive-thru, but please give me a vending machine.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. You're going to love
what
this.
What if that chicken can
last 6 months in there.
What if they give you full, whole white meat chicken breast out of that vending machine?
I just want it to be real chicken. Is that too much to ask? I'll pay for it.
As long as the vending machine can answer that question for her. Is this all white?
Will.
Yes.
Whatever you need it to be.
Let me go in the back for a minute. 2 minutes later, robot comes back. I think so.
That robot's name is Wendy. Just like that.
The headline's a little misleading here. It says, say goodbye to Ruby Tuesdays and Chili's. They're not actually going anywhere, but they're maybe not as popular as they used to be because these are the hot new restaurants at the mall. I'm going to give you a list here.
Is it, who goes to the mall?
They still have those.
I love the mall food court. I feel like a king when I walk through there because I could eat.
The only one.
Anyway.
It's like all the poppers. They eat at the restaurants with the tables outside that are by themselves. No, I eat where all the restaurants are alone.
I want all the restaurants to come to me, and I want to get an O'Charley's fries, and I want to get a Sarku rice dish. You know, I want to eat all of these things at the same time. These restaurants are called Lazy Dog, Gen Korean Barbecue, Postino Wine Cafe, and Kura Revolving Sushi Bar. Have you ever heard of any of these? Apparently, they are the hot new restaurants at malls nationwide.
Probably not nationwide. Probably just on the East Coast.
It's probably just wherever the writer is
maybe
writing.
Maybe in Southern California. What's the article from?
Exactly. Let's see. It is from Finance Yahoo. So apparently,
but
they're
Finance
making some...
Yahoo. It should say Finance Yahoo is an aggregate. Does it say at the top?
No, actually, Finance Yahoo wrote this one. So it came from them. It doesn't say... No, it's from them. So I don't know exactly where they're located, but apparently near them. They're looking at financials and saying these guys are doing pretty good. So maybe coming to a mall near
you. Sbarro's going to do just fine.
Man, you just made me sad. Because Sbarro's gone from my mall. And every time I see
so
it,
so is everything else and the people.
It's true.
That's why Sbarro's gone.
Last one is, do you tip more now? Because tipflation is a new word, new trend that is eating up more from our wallets every year.
New.
Do you tip more than you did pre-2020?
I think I saw a meme that said, I'm no longer tipping if I'm standing up when I'm getting my food.
That's a good method.
Yeah.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, but do you tip more, do you think, than you did in 2019?
Probably because I have more money than I had when I was in 2019. But I would say I just tip based on rewarding good service only. Mm-hmm. And I don't have shame. I when I get my scooters every day, I tip 20% every day. That is an expensive cup of coffee, but they're great people. Mm-hmm. And I love the coffee and I love them. I don't tip if I go to the other place.
That's fair. It says the average person is tipping about $450 a year now.
Mm. Jim Carafano, Will Chamberlain, when we come back, and your votes on the YouTube poll. We'll be right back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.